Let's turn to page 2 and look at how we can use chunking up questions to actually reframe a problem with its highest intention. Quite often when you're doing therapeutic interventions with clients, and you ask the client, is it totally okay with your unconscious mind if you'd have this problem disappear? Quite often the unconscious mind says no. At which point in time, we'd need to reframe before we can move forward. The major premise is, all behavior has a positive intention, and a problem is a problem because the behavior is in conflict with the highest intention of the behavior. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a problem. So the example on page 2, let's say we're doing work with a client using timeline therapy. They were going to release sadness. And you say to them, is it okay to let the sadness go? Client responds, no. Using your chunking up questions, you say, no for what purpose? Client responds, protection. You respond, protection for what purpose? Continuing to chunk up, the client now says, safety. You want to chunk up still further, so you say, safety for what purpose? And the client says, happiness. Now we've chunked up far enough, because what we have is that the highest intention of not letting the sadness go is happiness. There's a conflict there. We then say to the client's unconscious mind, wouldn't you be a lot happier if you'd let the sadness go? The unconscious mind then realizes that its behavior of not letting the sadness go is actually not enabling it to achieve its highest intention. And so the problem is then reframed and their unconscious mind comes back and says, yes, in actual fact, I want to let the sadness go. Now we can proceed with the intervention.